Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. We're here for another show, Just the Men Radio Talk Show. And today we're going to be talking about investments, how to invest into our families. We have our two guests here. We have Rob and we have Darren, and they're going to share some of their experiences, but we all need to get on board, get on this train, because it leads to the promised land of the money. And that's what we need to raise our families. Are we ready?
Yes,
let's go. All right. Our first question is going to be, what should men know about investing in their families? And we're going to go to Darren first and see what he has to say. Darren?
Sure. When it comes to investing, there's actually two ways you can look at it. The first being, like, just health, the overall health of your family. And the second being what it takes to actually run your family. Because as we know, we as men are the providers and protectors of our family, and that in itself is an investment. So you have to do what it is or what you think would be the best way to take care of your family and make sure that your family is in the best position possible.
There's a guidance that we have to discipline ourselves to in terms of how we lead the family. Now, just a couple of sidebars here. A lot of times men just give the money to the women and tell them to make sure the bills are paid. Well, we learned about that when we get into different situations where there are disagreements as to how the money is spent. So it always should be a shared responsibility. Oftentimes, it is ultimately the man's responsibility to make sure that the finances in the home are straight. Sure, you have your mate or your significant other help you, but everybody should be on that same page, because the Bible says, tomorrow's not promised. It could be a car accident. Yep. It could be something, but you may not be here or she may not be here. So it's something that we have to be in tune with together as a unit. And if that happens, well, God gets the glory. Amen. So we're going to go to Rob and see what he thinks.
Okay. Thank you for having me again. I'm truly honored. Now, when it comes to investing in my family, or, you know, what should men know about investing? As my brother said, it's several different ways. The ones that immediately come to mind are, you know, the physical investment in oneself, which will carry over into the family. And what I mean by that is, you know what I mean? If you practice good eating habits, if you work out, if you, you know, you do all these extracurricular activities and make sure that you are in shape, you know, who's more than likely going to follow? Your family.
Exactly. Yep.
Your family, your wife, your kids, the ones who are looking. And so it starts there in the physical toll, but in the financial toll, it's such a broad topic when it comes to investing, because one thing that we're not promised is tomorrow. And death is you can look at it as debt, for real, because it's super expensive.
Yep.
It is super expensive. And so that all those things, you know, you don't want to leave your family in debt. You want to be prepared for this life situation, such as school, you know, such as the purchasing of a first vehicle, such as, you know, paying for college, you know, all those things you want to put in, you know, in perspective and put in place. And, you know, as a man, I feel being knowledgeable about finances or financial literacy, in better terms, is so pertinent because, you know, as my brother said, we are the ones who have to provide. Yeah. And more than likely, you know, the family will follow our suit.
The question is, do you know? Because you have to know. Now, let's get into some of the particulars. I'm going to go right for the pressure point. The college fund. Mm-hmm. You got to have it. Now, everybody is not meant to go to college. We get that. Mm-hmm. Trade school, whatever. But there has to be something that has an extension attached to it. How do you pay for college? Now, here's some statistics that you would want to pay attention to. College funding is the second most highest bill that you will have in your repertoire of paying bills. Mm-hmm. It's the second most. How do we prepare for it? I mean, you could take out a second or third mortgage out on your house, and it still wouldn't pay for college. So there has to be a plan in place, and that plan is best started when you're young, when the children are young, because it's going to take, in today's economy, anywhere from $100,000 to $150,000, depending on how you go about it. So Darren, what would you say, or how would you say that you're preparing for your family, your children, to go to college?
That's a very good question. And we find that over the years, this is a very common problem in the community. Life takes money. No matter how you look at it, life takes money. So whatever you can do to try and help yourself with the money that life takes, you should go about doing it. When I was a child, my mom opened a bank account for me. They would have the bank representatives would come to the schools on Tuesdays and on Thursdays. And that in itself was, it probably wasn't as much money as what was needed in the overall look of life, but it was a start. I had a little bank account. I would bank my little $2 and my little $3 every Tuesday and Thursday, and it would build, and that in itself helped me to purchase things that I would like. But with my kids, I'm trying to go the same route. Like, we have big plans for our kids. We want them to go to college. We want them to do better than us. So one of the ways that you could help with that is start the savings for them as early as possible and see what happens over the next couple of years.
Skrrt! Boom! Car accident. College money. Oh, I got to make a choice. Wow. Rob, what you going to do?
I'm going to get that car fixed. You know what I mean? That's a life investment that we need to have for sure. And that's the circumstance that a lot of people are faced with.
Yes.
Yep.
And we have to be more strategic in how we look at finances. Now, newsflash, the banks are going away. Mm-hmm. We're headed into a strong 21st century. The 401k, that's going to become the past because it's not enough. And it's been proven that it's not enough because it can't keep up with inflation. Inflation? What's inflation? That means your bills go up, but your salary don't. It's yep. that simple.
Yep.
Black and white. And then you have these emergencies that happen with us. You don't have to necessarily die. You can just get sick. And hospital bills are out of control. The pharmaceutical companies hit you up real nice. This is real talk. This is what the men are talking about and what we are trying to do to help our problems. Well, look, we're going to take a break for a moment, and we're going to come right back. This is KingScottRadioTV.com. Thank you. That's about the money, but we're talking about how we can fund these college accounts that we want to get our kids involved with at an early age. Now, if you all hear little noises jerking around and bumping here and there, we're in the studio and this is being live and real because this is a real issue. How do we deal with the college fund and our kids and still maintain keeping food on the table, keeping gas in the car? All these things are related to the money. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go back to Rob. And you know, when we look at our children and you want them to do better than you, what are some of the things that you think about or you process with your significant other, your spouse, as to how it's going to get done?
Well, first and foremost, we're going to take advantage of what is given, and that's called scholarships. That's something that we're definitely shooting for in my household. All in all, it's going to start with the educational aspect of it. Me, myself, I was a... I like to say a student athlete, but I was focused on the athletics. So when I was offered a scholarship, it was impartial, meaning I still had to get a couple loans to get me through. Okay, which means I still had to sign off on that debt that I had to pay back. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So essentially, if we can instill in our kids now that all of this can be provided for free, if you take your education seriously, that's the goal. So that these funds that we are saving for college can go to a house, can go to a wedding, can go to, you know, those type of things that they'll actually benefit off of and, you know, get them on their way.
But don't you want the kids involved in the sports? And don't you want your daughter to be on a cheerleading team? That takes money, because the people who actually have these programs, they're asking for the dollar bills. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Talking about investing in your family. That's what we're talking about right now. You know, those sports that we're paying for, you can go to college for free for that. All those can transition right in what you're trying to do.
Yes, I agree with you 100%. Darren, how would you categorize that in terms of, You know, I know your daughter takes classes at a very young age because you all want to see her do that. But at the same time, it takes out the family pool because they don't want a Happy Meal. They want the steak and eggs.
That's a very good question. Yes, my three-year-old daughter has started dance class. It's somewhat of tap dancing and ballet. And we as parents, you know, we want our kids to live better lives than we did.
Yes,
that
yes.
That in turn means giving them leeway to more opportunities to see different things, you know. So for now, it's trial and error. We shoulder the cost, of course, as parents, but we love our kids, so we'll find a way. So for now, she's going to dance class. If she doesn't like it, I might be a little bit disappointed because it's still money, but it's something that you have to shoulder as a parent. It might be a little something on your pocket, but we try to chalk it up as love. I mean, we want our kids to be better, so we provide different opportunities for them.
Well, that, you know, one of the things that I like about extracurricular activities is that it does provide a level of discipline. Your children have to know how to act. Mm-hmm. That goes back into parenting. You can tolerate your child, but can society do it? And you know, exactly. Some of the things that you see, and I say you know, because you know, that's why we have some of these kids out here doing things that are not appropriate. We have a 13-year-old stealing the tires off your car, all of that, and we're just not going to tolerate that. Well, then there is a lack of home training. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, you want your children involved with activities to keep their mind focused, and the extracurricular activities do provide that. Now, particularly with the college fund, you have to plan ahead. There, it's a complex issue. We can't fill it all up in this one show, but we will get back to it because there are other ways. As Rob said, there's scholarships. There's $33 billion available in scholarship money. The question is, how do you get them to send you the check? Yep. Because everyone else knows that they're competing for that same money as well. So these are things that we're going to come back to. The next thing that we want to try to get into in terms of guiding our families is the stocks and the coins. What are we talking about? How are we approaching investments to enhance the money that we make and turning it over to make more money for our families to feed? So we're gonna go to Darren for that one.
Okay. With this 21st century, you know, a side note, I would like to encourage every parent make use of the tools available. That is so important. A lot of us, we had our parents work at 9 to 5, or we had parents as factory workers, and many of them instilled in us certain things, certain mentalities. Now, while it is good to have those mentalities, we still have to find ways to let them transition into the times. And at this time, getting into cryptocurrencies, bitcoins, those are the things that are right now and are going to be going forward.
Did you say corrupt? What crypto? What exactly is crypto?
Crypto, getting into cryptocurrency and bitcoins. We'll speak more on this, but for now, I'd like to say, use every tool you have available to find out about these things. The dollar is changing. It is becoming electronic. And this is one of the ways in which the future will be settled. I mean, you can't be left behind. You have to be able to know what is going on for your sake and for your kids' sake.
In my generation, they call Keeping Up with the Joneses. Now, the last show that we did, which was last week, Rob brought up the issue of 401ks, and so he has some knowledge about that. Now, we're not saying that this is a bad idea. We're not saying that. What we are saying is that there are other options available to you that you can get yourself into to make even more money. So, Rob, what would you say about that?
Okay, so first and foremost, a 401k is something that you inherit through your employer. Okay, most employers carry it. You got to be more. Most employers require you work full time, and then you can contribute after a specific time period into their 401k, who will offer you a matching in most cases.
Yep.
1%, 2%. The highest I've seen is up to 5%. And then a IRA is an individual retirement account, which is something that anybody can open up. You don't have to be working to open up an IRA. You just have to have a bank account.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me interpret that, because I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I'm supposed to trust the man, whoever the man is, or woman, to invest my money for me. That is that what you're suggesting?
Somewhat.
Now, that can be dangerous. My point of view would be, I think I would guard my money better than anybody else can. Because you come try to get a dollar from me, you might not have all your fingers. So I say that to say, educate yourself on the different financial markets so that you can empower yourself. That is important. Now, having the knowledge is good. How it operates is something completely different. Now, I have a little side story here. I used to be a technician back in the day, and the guy who I was working for at the time, he would take the money out of this retirement fund, RIA, 401k, because the company wasn't doing as well, and he had to make sure his family was eating. Mm-hmm. So he decided to take from my family to make sure his family was eating. Just because he had an honest face doesn't mean that he was an honest man. So I say that just to emphasize the point that you guard your money better than anyone. If you educate yourself to what needs to be done, how it operates, the ins and outs, then you take your own money and invest it. You will do a lot better than someone else who don't know you, because how I know that man loved Rob? How do I know that? He certainly didn't tell me he loved me. That's why he took my money, because he don't love me as much as I thought he would love me, with me entrusting him in that. Now, the other thing that we want to talk about, Darren talked about the coins. Well, the United States is going into what we call a universal market, and that universal market deals with money in each country. So they want to make the system more universal, more friendlier. And the reason why is because the dollar is weakening. It used to be in some countries, for every $1, you can get $10 off of it. Those days have gone by. In some cases, our dollar is not worth their money. Mm-hmm. So these are some things that we have to talk about. Stocks in and of itself. We're going to let Darren tell you just a little bit about what he knows, because this is a shared table in terms of what we're talking about as men. That's why it's called Just for Men. So, Darren, what would you have to say about stocks?
Okay. First, let me preface my statements by saying I am still learning. There's a lot that I have to learn.
Right.
But with, as Pastor Scott was saying, the dollar value decreasing, that would in turn mean that what you have, the amount of dollars that you have, is not really worth as much as you think. So there are other ways in which you can make that dollar work, because if it's getting less, you need to try to make the most out of it. And one of those ways is by investing into penny stocks. Now,
yes, yes. Penny stocks. So to interpret that, you can take 50 cents and invest into a penny stock, and that stock goes up. Just an FYI for your information, Apple started off on the penny stock market. It's called OTC. Yep. And now they're trading. Ooh, boy, they are really trading. So if you would have gotten that stock some time ago, if you had knowledge of that, you would probably be a millionaire by now. And we have to study this. Other cultures study this. And so we have to get into the game. That's one thing that this show will be doing, is talking about the future of money, the future of our families, and how we are best to guide it. So penny stocks is where you can start. And it doesn't take that much. You have TD Ameritrade. You have all these different platforms that you can take $50. Don't buy that pack of cigarettes. Don't do that. Take that $10. Don't buy five packs and go and open up that kind of an account where you can control your own money. And you can listen to this show and get some tips, yeah, because we're here to help. So now our next topic is going to be options. Now, some of these terms you may not be familiar with, or you may be familiar with them, but we're going to skim through them so that you understand. Now, who's on the panel that knows anything about options? Oh, no, don't rush. See, this is what we're looking for. For those who don't know, you can learn. We are all in a learning curve forever until God calls us home. Just so happens, options are commodities. You can purchase an option for a little bit of money, and if it works after you study it, you can end up with a lot of money. $50 can start these accounts. This is what we need to talk about in our community. Yeah. Bonds. Bonds used to be more prevalent back in my time, since I'm the oldest here. Mm-hmm. But they worked for then. It was the war saving bonds. And you spend $10 and you get a bond for $25 after it matures. These terms you have to use. So again, these are the things that we need to talk about. And as we continue to educate ourselves and spread the information, it's up to you to tell people about this show, what we're doing, what you can help us do. And the beat just goes on and on and on. Right. We're going to take another musical break, and we'll be right back real soon.
Do you ever love money with your love song? Cause I said
money will love you, need you in my life. Get all you want, money for love we, for love we. So why you never stay around too long? Why you never stay around too long?
So you take out to walk with your car. stay around. Money, you always stay uptown. Now make a boy get to you, turn me not a clown. And the way you hustle for you, me will fight for you. 30 million for you. Now I'm no small, no man for you. Every get to you, top plans for you. So why you never stay around too long?
Why the money never stay around too long. Ooh, we got that Caribbean beat flowing through here. Well, ladies and gentlemen, our last topic is going to be learning to trade. If you don't know how to trade, it's that easy to just get your computer. You can do it on your phone and follow the instructions that they have for you. If you can read, and I believe that you can. If not, we'll help you learn how to read, too. There's libraries out here. So we want to make sure that we are a blessing in terms of us being the priest of the household, that we can help educate each other, because none of us knows it all.
Yep.
So what we're going to do now is close this out with some closing comments from each one of our guests and allow for them to just put the finishing touches on what they have said and what their best last words will be to you. So we're going to give it to Rob first, and then we're going to pass it on to Darren, and I will close out. This is KingScottRadioTV.com, and we are here to be a blessing to you. Go ahead, Rob.
All right. So I just want to revisit the topic and just leave on a note stating that never trust anybody with your money. Trust yourself. My brother made a good point. However, just like you wake up and you go to work every day, there are those individuals who wake up and they get paid to get you paid.
Yep.
Okay. So it's not everybody out there. Okay. Now, as easy as the stocks and the bonds or investing may sound, I just want you know, and you may pick up on it super quick, but the main thing I want y'all to understand is what happens around you affects the market. And what I mean by that is, when all of that was going over and they was bombing, was it Russia? What
Ukraine.
Was it? Ukraine. They was over there bombed, impacted the market. Okay? I mean, crashed the market, rather. Okay? Any presidential election impacts the market.
Yep.
You know, everything impacts the market. So if you're going to do it, then you make sure you study it. You make sure that you take it serious. Because, yeah, it's easy to buy stock. It's easy to sell stock. But knowing when to buy and when to sell is everything.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, so you don't want to overpay on a stock that you should have bought for a low price. And you don't want to hold on to a stock or a bond that you should have sold a long time ago when it was at the top.
Yes.
Okay, so those are all the things. It's definitely a gem. It's definitely something that we all need to take interest in. And, I pray the best.
Well, that is a mouthful in and of itself, because we have to become wiser as to how we spend our money, and it is our responsibility. The one thing I want to interject that I did not say is that it takes both parents to be involved with the schooling. Don't just say, well, my wife handles that or my significant other handles that. You make sure you up in there, too, because women process information differently than men. And sometimes you can see things based on the experience that you have from the hood, from corporate America, from training on a job. It just comes in different ways. Make sure that you are involved with your child's education. You should be at that PTA meeting as well. So I didn't mention that earlier, but I wanted to definitely get that in there. Okay, Darren, you're up.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to thank you for having me back. Shows like this are very, very important. We as men, we have a lot of things that we want to say or that we want to express to others, but we might not have the platform to do it. And in turn, it's good to know that, hey, another man is thinking like the same thing I am thinking, or another man has a different view to what I have. So I just want to thank you for providing this platform for that. Yeah, secondly, in terms of investing in your family, now I'm going to just throw out a simple example in regards to trading. This is 2023. If you don't get involved, trust and believe me, you will be left behind. Like, there's no way around it. Seriously. I mean, I'm pretty sure you don't see any more carts with horses anymore because we have motor vehicles. The times are changing. The things that make the day-to-day runnings of the world is changing. So it's in your best interest to get involved so that you don't get left behind. My quick example would be this. Getting involved into trading. Now, we all watch TV. We all have our favorite sports stars. We all have our favorite musicians and stuff like that. If today or tomorrow you see, for example, a LeBron James in a set of headphones, naturally, his following is going to want that headphones.
Right.
That, in turn, makes the market for that headphones increases.
Yes.
And that, in turn, increases the worth of that headphone. Worth of that stock. So these are the kind of things that we're going to be talking about. And like I said, get involved or you're going to get left behind.
We want to also mention our significant others.
Yep.
We couldn't do this without them.
At all.
Shout out to the family.
Shout out to the family. You guys can call out names. I know nobody's on the wanted list. I want to shout out to my wife, Carrie Scott, and the entire family, all of the kids. She has a host of grandkids, and all of them are so precious. Daughters, sons, just. I got an army. I got an army. Now, it's not my army. I'm in the army. But they are just great people to be around, and we're learning to love one another as we embrace different life patterns. But it's a pleasure to be here. Rob?
Shout out to the fam. I do want to recognize my beautiful wife, Karen Thomas, and then my babies, because they who I do it for.
Yeah.
Yep, most definitely. Cal, I know you're going to hear this and you're going to blush when I call your name, so shout out to you as well. I know you're watching the girls right now. You're fighting, probably.
That's keeping
you're
it real.
You're holding it down for me. You're holding it down until I get there. Appreciate you for that. Love you.
Yes. So this has been another broadcast by KingScottRadioTV.com. You can reach us on 240-362-7552. And you can call into the station if you want to leave some music that we can play for you during these broadcasts. We need sponsorships to keep this going. So let your friends know, let the businesses know that we're here servicing the community, doing the right thing in Jesus' name. You all come back next week. We'll be here to talk about some more topics. This has been KingScottRadioTV.com.